That was the late great DMX, who actually me and Brody, Sweetness on the other side over here. It's your boy Smoking Jay. We are the Bears, Brews, and the Bros. And we actually had the pleasure of meeting him on some crazy shit years ago. And yeah, man, just some words from him real quick. Our condolences to the family. DMX was somebody that growing up, he was different, man. His music was different, his vibes was different. You know, we shook up with him here in Chicago. Yeah, he was a real ass dude, man. Just walked up into the barber shop where we were at and just walked in there like he was one of us, you know what I'm saying? Like nothing. Talked the same way that he sounded on through the songs. I remember what you told him, man. Go ahead, let the people know what you told him, bro.
Yeah, man, I told him it's Sweetness, you know what I'm saying? Shout out the fantasy world and everybody listening. But yeah, man, we got the privilege to meet DMX at the barber shop. Shout out the barbers, by the way, too. But yeah, man, I just shook his hand and let him know that Belly was one of my favorite movies ever, along with him and Nas in there. And yeah, man, it was just a good experience, a humbling experience, you know, knowing that people of that magnitude and fame could be just like us, you know? So he was a real one for sure, man. RIP DMX, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. We just wanted to open up the show with that real quick. And for today, we got something special, man. It's just me and Sweetness holding it down, by the way. Everybody else couldn't make it, but we got you guys. We got a 12-team Dynasty Startup mock draft today. So we're gonna talk about we got a one quarterback, two running backs, three receivers, one tight end, and three bench spots. That's what we're gonna do in this draft. No rookies, though. No rookies as of yet. We're gonna do another mock draft later for those rookies. Usually with a dynasty startup, you draft your veterans first. Then after the draft, you draft your rookies. So that's the way we're gonna go about it on this one. We are about to randomize the draft order. Let's see what picks we have. Here we go, Brody.
Let's do it.
Oh shit, how about that?
Whoa.
I got the number one pick. Brody's got the number 12 over there. So
Thought it was 11. I thought I saw 11
is
there.
that 11? Hold on. Let me see. I can't even. I'm trying to mess with it over here.
I know, man. This sleeper app could be
Oh
tricky, but yeah.
yeah. There you go. Yeah, you're right, man. We got it. Got it on 11.
I'm
That's
at
what we
11, and I'm used to that. I've been through that all last season. I was in about five drafts, and I don't think I got a higher spot than 10. It was always a 10, and I was only in 12 max league, so it was anywhere from 10 to 12. I had to deal with the back end, but you know how real ones do it, bro.
We take care of the back end, you know what I'm
It's
saying?
good. No matter where you at, no matter where you at, man.
Hell yeah, man. So let's get to it. 12-team PPR Dynasty Startup. I got the number one pick.
Oh man.
And we're gonna start it off, man. And for me, you know, I still think, even though I know he was injured, I'm still gonna go with CMC here. He's still my number one pick in a dynasty startup. That offense, I like it a lot. We saw what Davis did while he was filling in, still getting those numbers. So I'm going to go ahead, take CMC here, first overall pick in a dynasty startup. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I went the same route. It's just too hard to pass up on that.
Right, man, coming up quick. Your
Yes,
go. What are you
sir.
thinking? What are you
I
thinking?
mean, you got all the top tier running backs going off the board in a startup league here, startup dynasty. Jonathan Taylor's off at what is that, eight? Joey Mix at 10. And I'm coming down to a minute here and I'm struggling. But
You got some options though, man.
there's a lot I'm probably thinking Ezekiel here. If not Zeke, I'd really D Hop and even DK Metcalf is interesting right now.
Why not Renegades guy Josh Jacobs though? Why is he not in the conversation?
He's far from it. I'm surprised he's so high up there on the boards. Kenyon Drake is going to ruin his fantasy. He already ruined his fantasy value. I'm not going to say he's going to. He already did. So, yeah, man, this one's a little tough. Coming down to half a minute here, I'm starting to feel the pressure, Brody.
I think you said Zeke, DK, somebody else you're thinking about.
Yeah.
D-Hop. I mean, yeah. you got a couple picks coming up, so.
Yeah, man, this is tough. But we're going to, yeah, you know what? I'm going to secure it with Zeke real quick, and I'm going to get it right back. Josh Jacobs went right after.
That's crazy. That must have been Renegade on that one. Yeah. Shout out Renegade, man. I love you,
Shout out that boy. All right, man. So Zeke sold up right there. And I'm not really worried about quarterbacks right now. I'm just looking at Patty Mahomes right now for a little bit. But I know he's not coming back my way. But what I am going to do is not miss out on this type of talent in DK Metcalf. So I'm going DK there.
Oh, yeah.
In the second round. You like that, or how you feel about that?
Oh, yeah, man. I love it. Zeke, then DK. Man, you got, you know, starting off really nice. Top tier running back, top tier receiver.
This is why you don't worry about being at the back end, because you could end up with a Zeke and DK, just for example.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got back-to-back picks here. Back on me, and Patrick Mahomes just got taken off the board right before my pick. I wasn't really thinking about him, but you know, I could see why they started off Dalvin Cook and Mahomes there. Mm-hmm. Cam Akers is off the board. I really wanted him to fall to me. He didn't. So right here, I want to go running back receiver. I'm looking right now at Eckler, and I'm looking at Gibson. Those are the two guys I'm looking at. And, you know, for this, you know, I'm going to go with Gibson. I like Gibson a lot. Ooh. That offense, I really believe in it. You know, this dude does everything out of the backfield. So I'm going with Gibson first.
Gibson is a different type of dude, man. He proved it last year. He really is. The fact that McKissick was there, it took a lot from him, but they were a great complement to each other. So they were good for fantasy and actual, you know, football. But yeah, man. I like it. Love the picks.
Yeah, man. You know, I like his style, like how he fits in that offense. And yeah, man, you know, adding Curtis Samuel, another weapon, Fitzy, going to open some things up. And a lot of questions about Gibson last year, Brody, like, you know, is he going to be a premier running back? And I think he answered a lot of those questions, man. Yes, so right here for me, real easy, somebody that I was talking about a lot, A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown. I was telling everybody, you got to draft A.J. Brown. He was injured early in the year last year. And right away, you know, people wanted to dismiss him. He proved that he is a force. I'm going to go with A.J. Brown. He is that dude, man. So I'm starting off with CMC, Antonio Banderas Gibson, and A.J. Brown. Who you looking at over there? We're here in the third round.
We're here in the third round. I'm looking at Monty, to be honest with you. Mm. Monty there. Because everyone in front of him is a little older. You got some miles on him. And some of these guys have a lot of miles on them. You know, Todd Gurley, for example. David Johnson is an afterthought at this point. James Conner. You know, Leonard Forskin. Shout out that boy. You know, doing his thing. But still, going down the line, I'm looking Monty. And then you go to the receivers and you're just like, Jesus Christ, you're having a big, big problem here. Did Calvin Ridley go? Hey, right before me, yeah. Man, yeah, I'm thinking right now, just to sew it up real quick, I'm going to go Monty.
Yeah.
Yeah, Monty
bear,
for me.
Bear down.
Bear down, baby.
Oh, thanks. Back-to-back bears on that.
Back-to-back, okay.
It took A-Rob right after.
Shout out A-Rob, you know what I'm saying? And then Kenyon Drake goes. I'm absolutely fine with that. I was never even looking at the guy.
For real.
Damn, I could literally, yeah. You know what? There's one running back that's just there, and he's a RB1. I don't care what anyone says. It's Kareem Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just crazy to think about. But I'm going to go a different route. I'm going to go a wide receiver here. I'm going to balance it out. And I'm going to go with that boy in Minnesota, Justin Jefferson.
Ooh, man, I love that pick. Love that pick. So, yeah, man, you're going with a balanced approach right now. Two RBs, two receivers. You got Zeke. You got Monty Burns. You got DK and Justin Jefferson, man. I like how you're coming at it right here. We back on me, though. We back on me. Let's see here. Who are we looking at? Okay. I'm definitely going to pick up a receiver here. And you mentioned the running back that I was thinking about as well. So another running back I was high on last year. I think I drafted him pretty much everywhere, almost everywhere. Every money league that I had, I was drafting me some Kareem Hunt. I couldn't just pass up on him. And I'm going to do it again right here, bro.
It was hard for me to pass up on him just now. I am super surprised that he even got back to you.
Straight up. Me too. What could you – I mean, come on, man. Kareem Hunt, a different level of a talent. Then you add him on an offense that wants to pound that rock behind that line, behind that coaching scheme. I mean, if you guys are still not believers in that 1-2 punch and Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, you know, I mean, I there's nothing really I can say to you guys. So Kareem Hunt, he is that dude. I'm picking him right here. So I got CMC, Antonio Gibson, Kareem Hunt, AJ Brown. I need to get a receiver here, and I'm going to go with that boy, that dude, Scary Terry. I am all about the Washington. Watch yourselves, boy. Yes, so I'm going to get me the speedster F1. Scary Terry. Let's go.
Proud of Ohio State, man.
Yes, sir. Oh, wide receiver run like a motherfucker after that.
Yeah, man. James Conner, Todd Good. I mean, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Zach Ertz goes. I mean, at this point, I'm just looking at tight ends. I'm not really worried about him, but there's this one guy. he's been in the league for a while, but he just, you know, had a breakout, another good year in Darren Waller.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
He's there. I mean, I just can't pass up the talent that I'm seeing at the running backs, possibly, because there's nothing crazy at the running backs left at this point. And then you got your quarterbacks in there. Yeah, you know what? Let me just sew it up real quick. I need to stop lying to myself. I'm going Kyler Murray, bro. Ooh. I mean, there's absolutely no way I'm missing.
Oh, and Waller, right? Okay.
Waller goes there.
I think you wanted Waller to fall to you there, or what?
I wasn't worried about it, to be honest.
Okay.
No. I'm you know, this approach I'm taking as far as tight ends, and I'm not really prioritizing them right now. I just feel like if I make a team that I want to be very successful and a winner, I can't base it around a tight end. You know, I got to have those other positions locked in. So, man, now we're getting down to
yes, sir,
realness. Yeah, man. Damn.
Well, let's go. What's going on in that mind, man?
I'm thinking DJ Chark here. He's young, bounce back. You know, you go ahead and you start with Trevor Lawrence there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we know what he's capable of doing as far as college goes, and we're expecting that to happen. But then I got a Tyler Boyd in there, a CeeDee Lamb, a young 22. And, man, you know what? I just feel like the best thing for me to do here is go CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, I like it. You got a nice young core right there. A bunch of quarterbacks just went off. Somebody decided to get Watson. Good luck with that. All right. So we're back on me. Man, I got three running backs, two receivers. I got to get a nice – I want a nice young stud at that receiver position next to A.J. Brown and Scary Terry.
Yeah, they're not – those guys are not old at that position at
definitely
all.
Definitely not. But there's one guy that stands out above the rest here for me. I'm a roll with it. I'm going to go with my guy, T. Higgins from the Bengals. I think he's going to do some big things this year. So let's go, T. Higgins. Bow right there.
Whoa.
So, yeah, I think that was big. I love your CeeDee Lamb pickup. Personally.
Yeah, I think I kind of, you know, when I inspired you to go that route.
Nah, it inspired me, man. I was thinking about T. Higgins on the way back. I would take T. Higgins over CeeDee Lamb just because, you know, there's more options over there in Dallas. But I ain't mad at CeeDee Lamb. Trust me, I ain't mad at that at all. So we're back at it over here. I'm looking around.
I want to go ahead.
I got time.
There's so many guys that they're going to have to pay at one point, and I don't think it's going to be Michael Gallup, and I don't think it's, you know, Amari Cooper. Mm-hmm. I don't know what, you know, I just think CeeDee Lamb's going to be the guy there for a while at some point. I mean, and this year might be it, that getting signed long-term and all that good stuff. But go ahead, Brody.
Yeah, man. Right here, I'm going to try to get me I'm going to try to pair it up right here. So I'm going to go with Joe Burrow. I'm going to get me a nice, that nice young nucleus, you know,
young heading Joe.
Into the year. Young Joe, I'm not afraid of the injury. I saw what he could do. So let's get it, Joe Burrow.
Yes, boom. Sir. I love the pick, man. I love Joe Burrow, man. He's got that it factor, man, all day. So, we're getting a lot of mixed things going on here. Some tight ends, RBs, and a lot of wide receivers coming off there. Someone drafted Drew Brees well.
That must have been Doc's team.
Must have been Doc's.
Shout out, Doc.
Shout out to Doc, man. Yeah, man. Right now, I'm thinking a young stud at the tight end, and there's one on mine. And you go, I mean, I've got two running backs. You know, I see you over there, and, you know, unlike you, I can actually admit that you inspired me to do something. But, you're always, Brody, you always have that running back thing going on, man, and it's man. Dope.
It's a must. It's a must.
Yeah, I'm over here looking, and I'm not going to say I don't see anything.
Oh, I know who you're going.
Yeah.
You got to do it.
I'm going to do it.
It hurts as a Bear fan.
Nah, it's cool. It's cool. It's cool, bro. This is all for fantasy purposes. You know, there's no love lost when it comes to this shit. But yeah.
Jordan Howard, not as
the young bull AJ Dillon. You knew where I was going.
Oh yeah, I already knew.
It's just, you know, the future, bro. Let's be honest. He's a poor man's Derrick Henry for now. At some point, I can see him becoming really, really like that. If he puts in all the work, AJ Dillon could be maybe not as good, but at some sort.
Jamal Williams is gone. You're talking about 10 plus touches, and there was some game scripts where Matt LaFleur actually favored Jamal Williams in some games. So I know A.J. Dillon got that. Aaron Jones got that contract. But A.J. Dillon, bro, he's going to do his thing without a doubt, man. He's going to have some games where he's going to pop off. I like him a lot this year. I know you got him in Dynasty. I know you like him a lot.
I like him a lot, man. He's a stud. I think he's going to be a stud, actually. He's not there yet. Not at all. Yeah, man, I'm looking here. Back-to-back division foes. I'm going with TJ Hockenson there, man.
Love the pick. I'm surprised he fell that low, honestly, man. I was eyeing TJ Hockenson, man. Like, I wanted to get him on the team, but nice pickup right there. My go, and I'm pissed that fucking Deontay Johnson just got picked up. That's my boy right there.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's a great pickup.
Deontay Johnson. I didn't know he was 24 years old.
Yeah, man, he's a baller too.
I got him on my dynasty team as well. He's a starting wide receiver on my team. I don't know how I feel about it. I really don't. I don't know.
You should feel great if you're indecisive. You know, we could talk trade. You know what I'm saying? We could definitely talk some trade.
Well, we'll see how much you value him, buddy.
Well, we'll see how much you value. You know what? We'll talk offline, yes, man. Sir. Let me get it right here, and I'm gonna go with Chase Claypool, man. Another receiver over there in Pittsburgh proved that he's just, you know, he's a beast out of Notre Dame. So I'm taking me Chase Claypool right here. I'm feeling great, man. AJ Brown, Scary Terry, T. Higgins, Chase Claypool, my wide receivers. I'm not gonna lie,
I was just thinking Claypool at the back end on this side, and I'm glad that you took him instead of anyone else, but I was thinking about him.
Yeah, man, I mean, for sure. I mean, this dude, flashed out of the backfield. They were you know, making plays for him to stand out, you know, calling out his number. But right here, I'm going to go with a running back, Chase Edmonds, with Drake gone. If they do not pick a running back in a draft, at least not a high pick, this dude is going to boom. I'm taking Chase Edmonds. I'm feeling great about this team right now, Brody.
Yeah. Yeah. It's looking good, man. You sold up on the backs. You got your receiving corner. You got some young bulls in there. Right now, I'm thinking running back, and I'm thinking a young guy from Pittsburgh and Anthony McFarland for now. You know, Connor's gone. So the backfield is really between Snell. What's his name?
Yeah, you got it.
Benny Snell and McFarland. So they're both really young. Yeah. They're both gonna get a crack at the starting position. As far as talent, it's a coin flip. Yeah, it's. I don't think the talent gap is that big. So it's a coin flip, and it sucks. But you know, looking at all these other running backs, Zach Moss is interesting, maybe a little bit. Didn't have a great rookie year, but
if they don't draft a back, he could, you know, he I mean, it's between him and Singletary. Singletary didn't do shit last year to separate himself either.
Correct. Yeah. And they're going to be a team to deal with too. Buffalo's for real. So we're going to go. Yeah, I'm going Anthony McFarland, man. Just to have a young guy in there that's going to get a crack at it. And you know, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen there? Next, I'm looking I'm going back to receivers. I'm looking at a young Henry Ruggs, possibly. Or
that's your boy.
Yeah. I love the talent level of Brandon Ayuk. I think he's a beast. You know, shout out GMM Network over there, Niners fans, and everybody else along with him. You know,
shout out the Bay. Shout out the Bay Area.
Yes, sir. Shout out
the
Bay.
Heart to start in the gang. You guys already know.
Yes, sir. Oh, man. This is, yeah.
That's where you're going? You got to do it now after all that. You got no choice.
Yeah, right. I just put in so much. Hey, man. Henry Ruggs, he was supposed to be in the Bay until they went to Vegas, so I can't go wrong. Damn, yeah. It's a little tough, but I'm going to go. Yeah, I think I'm going Ayuk, man. You know, I'm going with another young stud, and he's a beast. I say he's a stud not because of everything he's done, but he could do it. I know he's capable for sure.
Oh, yeah, man. The dude's a yak monster, bro. So I'm fucking with the pick. Like it a lot. My goal over here. And, you know, I got to get a tight end at some point. Hooper is a player that we were not too high on last year at all. But, you know, he ended up flashing towards the end. You know, the last 3 weeks of the year, you know, he had a double-digit fantasy points, 15, 14, 13 points to close out the year. They gave him a big contract. I think they're going to have to continue to funnel some offense through him. OBJ has proved one thing, and that he is not reliable. And I think that second passing off receiving option after Jarvis, who you were right about last year, is going to have to be Hooper, man. So I'm going with Austin Hooper right here. Somebody that's going to get that work for sure. He's going to get the snap share for sure. In a run heavy scheme, that play action is going to be big. Hooper is going to get loose. So I'm going with Hooper over here.
Oh, so that you really just shocked me there.
Yeah, man. I mean, I was looking at the tight ends. I know Gesicki's there. I'm kind of worried. I think the Dolphins, if by chance Kyle Pitts is there, they might end up grabbing him. So I went with Hooper. I feel more safer with him right now with that. But yeah, so here we go. I need some more depth over here. I'm looking around running back wise. I did like the Zach Moss thing that we were talking about a little while ago. Pollard is always, you know, he's always somebody to think about with Zeke and his injuries. So I got him over here in the queue. Gus Edwards is another guy, but you know what? I can't deny it. I'm going to go with my guy, Christian Kirk. Larry Fitzgerald is gone, and it's finally Kirk's turn to take over that slot. I'm going with Christian Kirk. Kirkio, let's get it. Kirko Bangs.
Yeah, man. Kirk. I knew you was going to do something like that.
Yes, sir. It's my guy.
Hey, it's just tough. I mean, I'm looking running back. That's a given. I don't know where exactly, but I'm definitely eyeing somebody that's going to get work, and I know it's going to happen. And that's J.D. McKissic, man.
Ooh, yes, sir.
So I'm going to go ahead. He's reliable. I know how Ryan Fitzpatrick plays, and there's going to be some shootouts there. Fits into McKissic, PPR value crazy. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and draft him right there. Solidify that running back position, man.
I fuck with it. Here you go, your last pick.
Last pick, man. I'm definitely going to go with the receiver here. Someone young, obviously. Somebody I'm probably just going to take a shot at. But I'm looking at Darnell Mooney here. I'm looking at Jalen Reagor.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the one that pops out a little bit more. Yeah, I think it's going to be Reagor at this point. Man, Denzel Mims looks interesting too. Laviska Shenault, he had a good year last year as far as a rookie goes. But yeah, I'm going to go with Jalen Reagor, man, over in Philly. I think you get it done with Jalen Hurts over there. So we'll see what's going on. But I don't mind Reagor on my team, especially at this point.
Yeah, I fuck with it, man. Reagor, man. Hopefully he can stay healthy. Should be good to go with Hurts. Here we go, man. There's two players here. I'm looking at Gus Edwards, who last year when Ingram was out, he was putting up some numbers. You know, he had some games where he had 14 fantasy points, 10, 18, 14 again. He's always around 10. I'm looking at it right here, 9.8, 9.4, 8.6, 8.3. And now Mark Ingram is gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I like Gus Edwards a lot, man. So I'm going to take Gus Bus. I think he's going to have a big year this year. He's somebody that's going to be flex worthy. In my opinion, I think he's going to have some baller games. I'm fucking with it. Gus Bus, let's go.
The Gus Bus, yes, sir. That sums it up right there, that's man. That was it, the last man. Pick of the draft. Okay.
Last pick, man. Let's, we'll go with my team first. I had the first pick. And, yeah, man, I started off with CMC. First pick overall, with the first pick, for me, I'm not really thinking anybody else. But if I was, it's probably Cook, and it's probably Cook, Derrick Henry, and at Devontae Adams. Those would be the guys I'm thinking about. But CMC is just too much, man. I couldn't pass him up there. How about you in the first round with your pick? What were you thinking there?
Well, first and foremost, I'm thinking Dak gets signed. And we saw what happened when Dak went out. Zeke became not – well, he wasn't Zeke anymore. He wasn't out here eating like we're used to him doing. His average dropped like crazy. His yards per game dropped like crazy. Everything was just – everything went south for Zeke owners last season after Dak went out, and for the Cowboys for that matter. But, yeah, man, that's my thought right there. Dak coming back. You got that wide receiving core. Everything is opened up with CeeDee Lamb, Cooper, and Gallup. I like the pick with Zeke because we know what he could be with a full load over there, with the whole team being healthy. I'm good with that.
Yeah, I would have taken Zeke right there too, bro. Walk us through your next pick in the second round.
Yeah, so, two picks later, I'm snatching DK off the board. And Russ ain't going nowhere, at least for the time being. It doesn't look like it. As a Bear fan, I really hope he comes to the Bears.
I was waiting for that.
we'll save that for draft day. Hopefully Ryan Pace takes that stick from his ass and starts being a real fucking GM. But, we're not going to spend too much time bashing his ass again. We're done with him. DK Metcalf, yeah, that was a no-brainer for me, bro. I mean, just a stud, dog. Like, a young stud. We've seen what he could do against the best cornerbacks out here. Just a monster, man. Too good, yeah. Too talented to skip up.
Yeah, balanced approach. That's the right guy to go with. If you would have gone running back, you know, some people like to start with that running back combo. Who would you have? Who would you consider right there?
I'd be looking at Booby, Miles Sanders. I'd also be looking J.K. Dobbins. Those two guys, James Robinson, I think he's good. I don't think he's great. I think that Booby's going to be great. He still has time. I think J.K. Dobbins is going to be great. We saw crazy flashes last year. Crazy flashes. I think the talent level between those two guys and the other two guys that were taken, and Aaron Jones and James Robinson, I would definitely go Booby or J.K. there. I'm not going to miss out on talking about Cam Akers either, because, you know, he's got Matthew Stafford over there.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be really good. He's going to be good. And Antonio Gibson, I mean, these guys are all definitely.
There's a lot of options, man. A lot of options. This second round, all these running backs, I ain't mad at none of them. I'm looking at him right here. We just talk about J.K. Dobbins, James Robinson, Aaron Jones, Booby Sanders, Cam Akers. And then it brings my pick up here, the last pick in the second round. I went with Antonio Gibson. I was thinking Eckler a little bit, but, you know, Gibson, I believe in the talent. I feel like he proved he is a true workhorse. So I'm good with Gibson.
How much does age go into factor? Would that be a factor for you? You know, because Antonio Gibson, he gives some years up to Eckler. You know what I mean? Eckler's a little older. How much does that play?
So, you know, whenever I'm in a dynasty, I want a 2 to 3 year window with my players. I don't look at that age so much, you know, except when it comes to, like, you know, those old players like a Julio Jones. You know, you compare him to a younger receiver like Justin Jefferson, like, that's a big difference. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to that, that's where I really focus on the age. But when it comes to, like, Gibson and Eckler, I feel like they both have 2 to 3 years safe, you know, a good baseline right there. So that's where I was thinking about it. I wasn't thinking about Swift. I worry about that offense. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I know Damian Williams is gone, and that's a good thing. There's some question marks there. I don't feel as safe. I still like him, but it was mainly Gibson and Eckler for me. I think the offense, especially with the Chargers, upgrades on the offensive line, I think Eckler is going to boom this year. So I was really thinking about him. But when Gibson, he proved a lot. And then I went A.J. Brown. You know, I don't got to say too much. You know, Jonnu Smith is gone. Corey Davis is gone. Targets vacated. Are there available? And the dude's a monster. You know, he shut everybody the fuck up last year, and he's going to continue to do his thing, man. So let's go.
Yeah, man. I absolutely love that A.J. Brown pick. He's another dude. He's for real. He's a grown-ass man. Yak artist. He could do a lot, man. He could do a lot. And just imagine what he could do with, like, a Russell Wilson. You know, you take him and DK Metcalf. They were the guys that they were talking about coming out the draft. Didn't they play on the same team in college?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Ole Miss,
so, yeah.
So, you know, that's crazy to think that they were both on that team and they didn't win a national championship. But it's just it's crazy. A.J. Brown is for real, though. I fuck with it. And Antonio Banderas Gibson, man, it's another guy I like a lot. You put me on him, by the way.
Yes, shout sir. Out, appreciate that. Let's go to your pick, man, Monty.
Yeah.
Who was it between there? Anybody?
not really, man. I'm going to say Calvin Ridley. Initially, I thought, you know, man, I want him, and he got taken. He got swiped right before me. So it was a no-brainer after that. I said, I know I'm going with Monty Burns at this point. David Montgomery, I mean, not only is he a Bear, and that by no means does that play a factor, believe me, because I could have taken A-Rob. I could have, you know, whatever. But he just showed me last year that without a capable quarterback or a capable offense, period, and guys that don't know what the fuck plays are calling, that he can still do things. He can create things on his own. And his first year wasn't the best, but But this year, I saw him grow up towards the back end. I really loved what I saw from him, man. He's got a lot of grit. He's a fighter, and he's going to be good. I know he's going to be good.
He always fights for those extra yards, bro. Always.
Yeah. I'm afraid of that sometimes because, you know, you're so worried about getting that extra yard, you forget to hold on to that ball, or you take a bigger hit, or just there's a lot of things to worry about with running backs like that, and we see it all the time. But, yeah, my next pick was Justin Jefferson, and, man, yeah, this dude is a fucking tactician, route runner. His footwork's crazy. He's a speedster. He makes a lot of eye-popping plays, man, and we saw him go crazy his rookie year with Kirk Cousins. Nobody considers him to be an elite quarterback, but Justin Jefferson can make him look elite, and he did that a lot of times last year. So, yeah, Justin Jefferson for me was another one. He's one of my favorite guys, one of my favorite younger guys at this point. I love what he brings to the table, man. He's nuts. He's good. He can do a lot.
Who was it between there? Jefferson, anybody else, or was it just like Jefferson, no-brainer?
I was locked into Justin Jefferson.
Locked in. I like that. Yeah, I rock with it, man. I would have gone that way too. Back end of the fourth, I had the last pick there. Kareem Hunt, I already touched on that. You know, we already know about that offense, the talent, all that shit. So if you guys think Kareem Hunt does not have running back one potential, you need to check yourself. He did it last year. He could do it again. Don't give me this bullshit about Nick Chubb was injured and that's the only reason why. Look at the splits. Look at the game logs. Both of these guys popped the fuck off, and Kareem Hunt actually outplayed him in certain games fantasy-wise. Yes. So, come on, man. Do not forget who Kareem Hunt is, man. Do not disrespect this guy. Seriously.
Big Reem. That's the one guy I did think about. It was just a thought in my mind. Kareem Hunt instead of Justin Jefferson, but I decided to go Justin Jefferson, and I would have been completely fine with Kareem Hunt. I just decided to go with, you know, somebody I like personally a little better.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have said anything if you took Kareem Hunt over there, and I was happy to get him back where I did. Then I followed it up with Scary Terry, my wide receiver two. Some people, you know, I don't know, man. I think some people might not think he's a complete receiver. I feel like he is. I mean, he's performed some shitty ass quarterbacks, man. So Scary Terry, Ryan Fitzy, he's going to get the ball even more. So love Scary Terry.
You know, I love me some Scary Terry, man.
Oh, yeah. I've been trying to get him off you in Dynasty, man. We'll talk about that offline, though.
You know what it is, man, about Scary Terry to people that don't think he's that dude? I think it's his image. He doesn't look the part. He looks a little smaller.
Yeah.
He really does, but he plays big. So I don't care what he looks like.
He's plays big plays, man. He has that home run potential on every single play.
Laying out, making these, you know, just top 10 plays all the time. But like I said, he doesn't fit the bill for when you think about your big time wide receivers. We think about guys like Megatron, Julio, Michael Thomas. That's what some people, they kind of get stuck there, and that's cool with me. I love drafting, you know, with those kind of people. But I'm going to go straight to my next pick, and it was Kyler Murray. I didn't know that he was going to get back to me, and the fact that he did was, you know, he's another generational talent, man. He's got D-Hop. He's going to have him for a while. He's got... You know, I don't know what's going to happen in the backfield, but I'm not worried about it. That air raid offense is definitely, you know, money. It's money. You're going to get, you know, most of the time, I think anywhere from 300 to 350 plus passing yards a game with multiple touchdowns scored, including on the ground. Let's not forget his legs is crazy. So, yeah, man, Kyler Murray, for me, in the startup dynasty in the fifth round, I'm good. Taking that all day.
And don't forget, man, I mean, this guy, he got injured. They had to switch the whole offense because of this injury. If you guys remember, this guy started off hot. This guy was taking all the end zone touchdowns away from fucking Kenyon Drake. I was so pissed. This guy was taking all the reads. He was doing all these plays, and they had to switch it up because of his injury. They added some O-line help. I think they traded with the Raiders and got some O-line help, if I'm not mistaken. But either way, watch. They're going to add some more O-line help. It's going to help Kyler Murray. Dude is going to pop off, bro.
Yeah.
Even more.
Yeah, you and I, big fans for sure. CeeDee Lamb was my next pick in the sixth round, and I was very comfortable taking him here. I understand that there are weapons. You know, there is the Amari Cooper and the Michael Gallup, who, you know, he's no slouch. The guy can ball. I just think that CeeDee Lamb is more talented than both of those guys. In the long run, we're talking startup dynasty again. I think he's going to be that dude for a while to come here. You know, if you look at my team and your team as well, we're drafting for now and also for the future.
Oh, yeah.
So CeeDee Lamb is that guy. I think
we're in the mix for a while.
Yeah. That gets signed for a while. CeeDee Lamb's going to have a potent quarterback for a while. And yeah, man, I'm cool. I'm cool with the CeeDee Lamb right there.
Fuck yeah. Love that pick. Fast forward to my pick later on in that round. T. Higgins, man. T. Higgins, CeeDee Lamb. I think a lot of people will be split on this decision, who you like. You know what I'm saying? You can't go wrong with either one of them. So I'm on with T. Higgins. A.J. Green gone. He's a bum anyways. Is you know, he's not reliable. Then I paired him up with Joe Burrow. Feel great about that. Nice young quarterback. T. Higgins, Joe Burrow there. We're going to go fast forward to yours.
Love the Bengals stack right there.
Oh, yeah. Love, gotta stack it up.
Love the young Burrow and T. Higgins. He's going to play that A.J. Green role when he was in his prime. So T. Higgins, he's a ball snatcher, man. I don't know. That sounds kind of funny, but he's definitely a ball snatcher. He could get up. He could go get that ball. We know Joe Burrow slings it. You know me and my terms, Brody. Sometimes they come off a little sus. We gonna keep it rolling, man. It's sweetness, but ain't shit sweet. Yo. So, my next pick here, I went with AJ Dillon. You know, I acquired him in Dynasty in real life.
Talk about that boy.
Yeah, man. We're talking about this guy. He's just a beast, bro. If you see his physique, his freaking thighs are like a horse. He's just built. He's built like some crazy type of donkey. I don't know what the hell. He's not the fastest, so I can't say he's like a horse. He's more like a donkey. You still don't want to tackle him. He's just too big. And we saw what he did with opportunities. Like, I remember the game against the Titans, and they couldn't tackle him. It was just too hard. I know it was in the snow and all the weather factors coming to play. I just think he's going to be real deal. Again, startup dynasty, A.J. Dillon, I think he's going to be that dude for a while to come. Talk about the fact that Jamal Williams is gone. The volume's going up regardless. We're talking about red zone touches. A.J. Dillon inside the 5-yard line is more than likely going to get the ball. We've seen Aaron Jones get injured often. His physique is not built to be a goal line back anyway. So I'm with A.J. Dillon. And, you know, I backed that up in the eighth round with, a young TJ Hockenson. And, you know, in Detroit, they're not – I don't know what's going on in Detroit right now. They just seem to be like the black horse of the league. And I don't know. I think TJ Hockenson is going to be reliable. Galladay is gone. A lot of targets to be spread out. TJ Hockenson is talented regardless if Galladay was there or not. Then they get Jared Goff. I'm not a fan of him whatsoever. And quarterbacks like Jared Goff, they tend to, you know, crack under pressure and throw it to the running back or the tight end, the closest guy. So, you know, these things play a factor in my picks. I look at quarterbacks like that. They don't have pocket presence like that. He doesn't have Sean McVay anymore to whisper in his ear. And, TJ Hockenson is a beast regardless. I like the situation, even though it's not a high scoring potent offense. I really do like the situation
volume,
for
volume,
him.
Yeah. Volume, volume, volume.
Yes, sir.
And real quick with the AJ Dillon thing, you got Jamal Williams, who missed a couple games. He also got injured in one of them where he only had 6% snap share. He had 113 rushing attempts. That's all going to AJ Dillon. And you know, I don't got the numbers in front of me with how many exactly how many carries AJ Dillon had last year, but you know, from the looks of it, it was somewhere around 40 or so. So you give me a running back 150 plus carries coming his way. He's going to take some of that red zone work away from Aaron Jones too. I like that pick a lot. TJ Hockenson is a volume play. Dude's a monster. Love that shit right there. I went with Chase Claypool. I think he's going to have a nice year. Dude makes big plays. He's a great dynasty receiver to roster right now. I backed it up with Chase Edmonds. Drake is gone. So Chase Edmonds, you know, PPR, why not? You know, they might draft a running back. They might. But Chase Edmonds knows the playbook. He's going to get that PPR money. And I think, if anything, they're just going to use him in the same role. You know, he did not outplay Kenny and Drake last year. He has a different role on this team than Drake did. That's what, you know, we got to understand here. Edmonds is that PPR guy, bro. Back in the days, you had Melvin Gordon and you had Austin Eckler. The Cardinals were trying to do that with Drizzy Drake and Edmonds. And Edmonds did his thing in the Eckler role. That offensive line did not hold up. Drake couldn't do his thing. Finished number 15 running back. That's all good. Edmonds doesn't give a fuck about that. His role is either going to expand as a running back one for the team, or it's going to stay the same, which is a running back two. Fringe running back two play, especially in PPR. So I'll take that all day. In the ninth round,
24-year-old Chase Edmonds, young buck,
and that's my running back four on my team.
Right, I was gonna go there too. Look at what you got. Look at what you've drafted. If you can afford to draft Chase Edmonds as your fourth running back, you're well off. You're doing really good things. And like you said, know their roles. He's not supposed to be Drake, and you know what? That's even better for him. He's not getting all that mileage. He's not taking all those hits. They're using him how they want to use him, and that's his role. He understands it.
So, and that's the thing, bro. If they do draft a running back, that's fine. He stays in his role. But if they don't, oh, my God, bro. This guy's going to be – he's going to be one of those guys that – he's going to be a low-end RB1.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Let's say they don't draft a running back. How close are the Cardinals to being Super Bowl contenders? Because I look at that team and I'm like, man.
Well, I mean, they got J.J. Watt. That defense, I feel
Chandler
like.
Chandler
Jones coming back. That defense is strong. You know, Buda Baker. They need offensive line help. They need to give Kyler Murray that time. So, Larry Fitz leaving. Kirk has to step up, and he flashed. Christian Kirk last year flashed like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Once Kyler Murray got injured, a lot of these players took a hit. Even D-Hop wasn't the same as how he started off. If you really take a look at the numbers, D-Hop took a hit. He was still doing his thing, but it wasn't the same. Same thing with Kirk. Kirk got injured, came back. He had like a 3-game span where he was just balling the fuck out. Murray got injured. Drake, the same thing. So they need to get protection so Murray could do his thing. I think this team's going to do big things if they could get a good old line behind Murray.
I'm with you. you jumped into Claypool and Edmonds right there, right? So we're going down. Fast forward to Anthony McFarland. I said it earlier, and it's going to be the same thing. You called it a coin flip. And I'm pretty much with you, Brody. I think that Anthony McFarland and Benny Snell, their talent, like I said, there's not a big gap there. They're both going to get a crack at that number one running back spot. And if there's a split there, then so be it. And I'm cool with that. He is my fourth running back as well. And, you know, I understand that Big Ben's coming back, right? That guy, he's on his last legs. I didn't even know if he was coming back this year. We didn't know if he was coming back last year. They're not going to try to go crazy. They're going to try to run the ball when they can. If they rely on Big Ben's arm, there's going to be a lot of problems in Pittsburgh. A lot of pick sixes. He's older. The ball doesn't have that it doesn't have that and that that tight spiral anymore. That,
yeah, the velocity. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm, there you go. You're with me. Yeah, yes, man. Sir. It's definitely not the same. Salute, Brody. Salute to all the Bears, Brews, and Bros followers out here.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm not going to call them fans because we're all the same. Mm-hmm. But, you know, follow us, show love, and all that good stuff, man. We're here for football and everything.
Are we
else.
Ready? We ready. Yes. I'm trying to get you guys ready, too.
Yeah, man. I'm excited just doing this right now. It's like, you know, once you sit down and you start doing it, you're back in the zone. No matter what you're doing, no matter what's going on in your life, this football thing brings it all together. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, Anthony McFarland, for me, you know, I forgot where he played. I think he played at Maryland. But, you know, McFarland was good. I did a scout on him last year going into the season, and there was a lot of good things I saw from him. He was one of the guys that I talked about, you know, preseason going into Dynasty and stuff like that, because we did do some Dynasty stuff last year as well. But I think McFarland is talented. If he gets a crack at it, I can see him having a big role. And after that, I went with Brandon Ayuk for the Niners.
Ayuk,
man, athleticism is through the roof. You said he's a yak artist. He definitely is that too. We've seen him hurdle over people and go crazy. I mean, he's fast as fuck. He's talented as fuck. And we don't know what's going on with the quarterback position in San Francisco. I'm not really worried about it because they had a lot of guys behind center last year. CJ Mullins, or I think that's his name.
No, Nick Mullins and your boy.
Nick Mullins and, oh, my bad, CJ Beathard of Bethlehem. My boy. He just looks like he came from some time before Christ. But he looks like when he leaves Levi Stadium, he's wearing those thong sandals and like the ones with the rope.
The Jesus kicks.
The Jesus joints. Yeah, yeah, bro. So, man, Brandon Ayuk is he's a real dude, too.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't really care who's behind center, and I don't care what the Niners are trading up to do because they're always up to some bullshit. But, yeah, Brandon Ayuk for me was a good I love the fact that I was able to get him. He's a ball player. I love to have ball players on my team. Not really with, you know, don't really care about the big name shit. If you could ball and you play on Sundays and you know how to do the shit, you could be on my team every day.
Hell yeah, Brody. So I went with Austin Hooper first. You know what I'm saying? I know it was a little bit of a shock, whatever, but I just feel like in this offense, he doesn't have to do too much, man. And I was just trying to get a tight end. He's got commitment from the team, big contract, and the number two receiver, in my opinion, and I know it's your opinion, is OBJ, simply because he's not trustworthy. So I went with Hooper, reliable possession type of guy on this one. Then I went with Christian Kirk. Larry Fitzgerald's leaving. That's about close to 80 targets that are going to be available. Christian Kirk's going to be in that slot. Kyler Murray, if you guys could hold him up over there in Arizona, give him some O-line help. I feel like he's going to have a big year. I'm still on it with Christian Kirk. Last year, he flashed. Kyler Murray got injured, and the whole team looked different after that. So I'm not backing out on Christian Kirk. He's that dude.
I like the fact that he's still your dude because a lot of times in this fantasy shit, we always have dudes in one particular year and they don't do what we thought they were going to do. And we just jump to the next guy, like a little fantasy whore that we are.
Right. But you know what's crazy about, yeah, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up because you got to know when to pivot, when to be on or off. You know what I'm saying? You know, pause, right? When it comes to these fantasy players like Dalvin Cook, I remember years ago, I was off him 1 year. After his injury, I liked the Gary Kubiak being in Minnesota. I was talking about the zone run scheme, and boom, he popped off. You know what I'm saying? So Kenyon Drake coming to Arizona midseason, and I gave a whole – you know, I broke it down. I broke it down here on this show. And, yeah, you know, I was wrong. You know, I had him slated as a top six, top eight running back. He finished 15th. I was wrong about that. But at the same time, you know, I really feel like it had a lot to do with Kyler Murray's injury. Plus, this guy was getting about 20 touches per game. So I was never wrong about the volume. Never wrong about that. But you know what? This year, him going to the Raiders, I'm not on it with Drake. I feel like he's more of a problem for Jacobs. And that's the situation I'm trying to stay away from. But Kirk, I'm still on it with him because Fitzy is gone. And, you know, I see the talent. And if these guys could keep Kyler Murray on his feet, he's going to pop the fuck off, bro.
Yes, sir. I like Christian Kirk. A lot of factors you just said, starting with the Larry Fitzy being gone and all those, you know, targets being available. It's crazy, but he's going to be a part of, you know, that core and one of the main people that's going to get the ball thrown to him. We know he's talented. We've seen it. And yeah, like you said, go get some offensive line help and we could rely on Christian Kirk week in and week out. Flex play, wide receiver two, wide receiver three. He could put up numbers like that. Oh, yeah. Healthy Kyler Murray, I wouldn't put it past him. But yeah, fast forward to my pick, JD McKissic, man. I know he's a little older. He's at 27 years old. But I really don't mind JD McKissic right here. He's the fifth running back I took off the board. He's going to get the same touches, the same role he had last year behind Antonio Gibson. The PPR numbers are going to be there. I think he's flex play worthy week in and week out. Not even depending on matchups. It doesn't even really matter. Ryan Fitzpatrick airs the ball out like 30, 40 times a game. And JD McKissic is going to get targeted. I mean, that's just the fact. So, you know, he's a proven veteran that's been out there doing the same thing for every team he's ever played for. So why not do it again? You know, I'm sticking with him this year. I think he could ball out again. He played a huge role for me last year in fantasy. And yeah, you know, Washington is just getting better and better. My next pick was Jalen Reagor. And, you know, just this one is just barring injury. Just stay healthy. With the healthy Jalen Hurts on a team that, you know, wants to pass the ball. So, you know, that's where I'm at with Jalen Reagor. He was one of those guys. I'm not going to call it a flyer. I do think he has, you know, potential to be really good. So, you know, we'll see where he's at this year. But for my last round pick here in the 12th round, I'm with it.
Yeah, and if you guys are currently in a dynasty and people are off, they have Reagor. They might be a little bit down on him. Go ahead and trade for him, man. He's somebody that could pop off year two. Wide receiver is going to have the proper training camp coming into this year. He could pop the fuck off, man. My last pick, Gus Edwards. Ingram's gone. He had about 85 touches last year for that offense. That's all going to go to Gus Bus. I feel like dude is a red zone machine. Dude is a monster, gets those tough yards with Lamar Jackson and J.K. Dobbins in a split backfield. I'm picturing it right now. Lamar Jackson, split backfield, J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards. That's a problem. That's a big problem. And honestly, I'm trying to get any type of action when it comes to Gus, J.K., or even Lamar this year. I think it's going to be heavy run, heavy, heavy run this year. So, get in on it. I want a part of that offense. Gus Edwards is the cheapest one out of all of them. He might be the most valuable as far as he's going to be more of a bang of more of that bang for your buck in draft on draft day for you guys. So that's where we at, man.
Yeah. Love Gus, man. I really do. People are still talking about Lamar Jackson's inability to get the ball downfield and the lack of receivers and just, you know, I love the Gus Edwards pick, man. The bang for the buck, that's so true.
Yeah, man, he's way later in your draft. I mean, he's gonna give you guys value for sure. So we're gonna go ahead and I'm gonna work on an edit, put up my team, put up Sweetness's team, and Dynasty Startup. You know, let us know how you guys feel about it. Any questions, comments, make sure you guys comment on that post. We appreciate you guys rocking with us, tapping into the show. Quick shout out, Lavender and Blush, one of our sponsors. That's my sister-in-law, you know, Angelica and her people over there. You know, we appreciate y'all rocking with us. Make sure you guys tap in, you know, all of the ladies in our lives, go ahead and check out their website. their Instagram page. You guys could get something from them. Use promo code Bears Brews and the Bros. They'll give you a special discount. So yeah, man. Everybody else out there, we'll catch you guys on the next one. Brody, you got anything before we head out?
Nah, man. Just shout out to the fantasy community. Shout out to the rest of the bros. Shout out to the listeners, man. And, you know, just keep rocking with us. We got a lot of content coming up. We should be flooding you guys sooner than later because it's coming down to the draft. Draft day is coming soon. And, yeah, let's just stay in tune. Tap in.
Yes, sir. We'll catch you guys at the next one. Peace out.